The Juno Assembly is reviewing anchoring rules aimed at preventing vessels from becoming derelict in city waters. KTOO's Jacob Resnick uncovers that the initiative is in response to a notorious tugboat that's been anchored near a downtown boat harbor for years.
Gastineau Channel is a patchwork of jurisdictions that fall under federal, state, and local rules. Until now, there's no time limit for anchoring in city waters. Juno Harbor Master Dave Borg says that's a problem.
Our docks and harbors were not designed for vessels to just sit in wet storage for, you know, eons, because they cause a lot of problems as far as deteriorating, pollution. They become a nuisance, basically.
The Docks and Harbors Board recently sent the Assembly draft regulations to address the issue. They require permits for boats anchored more than 24 hours in city-owned or managed waters and tidelands. The initiative is in response to the Lumberman, a 1940s-era tug that's anchored at the entrance of Aurora Harbor. It's an unpermitted liveaboard, paying no mooring fees. Tragedy struck in December when a skiff carrying five people headed out to the tug capsized. Three people made it safely to shore, but two Juno men, James Cole and Sheridan Scott Stringer, were never found. The incident was 3 months to the day after Juno's port director told the vessel's owner to move the tug away from Aurora Harbor.
We've issued that vessel a notice to move prior to this regulation even being put in place, and obviously the boat's still there.
Borg said the Lumberman's owner, Brendan Mattson, has kept a low profile and hasn't been seen in weeks. The tug's engine and bronze propeller were removed long ago.
We'll be monitoring the situation and kind of coming up with a plan next. I really don't want the boat. I would rather somebody just, you know, up and leave our area. But I don't think that's going to be an option. We're going to have to handle it somehow or another.
The Coast Guard recently boarded the vessel and found
oily waste, aerosols, batteries, stuff that would cause harm to the marine environment.
Lieutenant Nicholas Capuzzi is a spokesman for Sector Juno. He said an Anchorage-based contract crew was paid about $62,000 from the Federal Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund to remove nearly 5 tons of waste in mid-January.
They removed 830 gallons of miscellaneous oils and chemicals, just under 2,000 pounds of hazardous batteries, over 500 pounds of miscellaneous hazardous material like aerosols, paints, cleaners, that kind of thing, 300 pounds of oily waste, and 200 pounds of other oily debris.
The Coast Guard spokesman says the proposed anchoring limits could help the local harbor master keep these kinds of problem vessels from laying anchor and becoming a long-term problem.
I think the idea is to hopefully prevent this scenario from happening again, where a vessel is anchored, becomes essentially a floating storage shed for these hazardous materials, and then there's that either, you know, pollution event, or in this case, you had to spend a lot of money to go out there and remove it.
Mariners seeking to drop anchor for longer than 24 hours would still have federally managed navigable waters as an option. That's provided they don't block shipping. The anchoring regulations will be reviewed by the Juno Assembly at its February 12th meeting. In Juno, I'm Jacob Resnick.